parts of the valley have essentially been used as training areas for autonomous vehicles, and that has led to some interesting developments. One that happened in the spring of 2019 involving a Waymo vehicle caught the attention of Phoenix New Times and reporter Meg O'Connor. Her article is titled, "Chandler Hit and Run Highlights Tech Company's Cozy Relationship with Police," and she's with me to talk about it. Meg, you wrote about the April 2019 hit and run in Chandler. What made this more than a somewhat routine traffic crime?
Well, what was interesting about that case was that police, the way they investigated, the way they typically do, you know, they cordoned off the area, they canvassed the area and interviewed witnesses, tried to find anybody who might have any surveillance footage, like from their home, that may have captured the suspect vehicle. But after that, they kind of ran out of leads and they decided to send a search warrant to Waymo, the Google-affiliated autonomous vehicle company. And they just asked Waymo to look for whether they had any cars in the area at the time. They really had no reason to believe that any Waymo vehicles were in the area at the time. They just asked Waymo to look for this very specific half-hour window in this 1 square mile. And it turned out that Waymo did have a vehicle at the time. Waymo vehicles are equipped with cameras and they're continuously recording. So a Waymo vehicle did end up capturing the black Jeep Patriot that police believed was involved in the hit and run, although it didn't show a license plate or anything. But it was just interesting because it's, I think, one of the first cases where you can see that, you know, autonomous vehicles have this capability to surveil you, not just when you're in the vehicle, but when you're outside of it as well.
As often as we've seen the autonomous vehicles around town, is this unusual for a local police department to request information like this from Waymo and Google?
I think it's going to become more and more common for police departments to do it. When I asked the Chandler Police Department about how often they're sending these kinds of warrants, they said that they don't do it that much, but they really only told me what their vehicular crimes unit is doing. They didn't tell me, you know, maybe in a murder investigation, they might want to do something like this as well. They said they'd only sent one other warrant to Waymo, but with the other types of warrants that police departments send to Google, that's something that is the geofence warrants they get used pretty frequently, it seems.
And do you know at this point how Waymo has responded typically to law enforcement requests in the past? Do they have a specific policy they follow or is it case by case?
Yeah, they do have a policy where they require police departments to get a search warrant before they will look for any of their vehicles that were in the area at the time.
What would come to mind for a lot of people is, could this then lead to warrants for gathering evidence from, let's say, smart speakers, or we've got all those doorbell cameras that people have? Is that something that could be next?
Yeah, definitely. I think the kind of mindset with law enforcement is just if they have a new tool at their disposal that they think that they can access that might have some evidence, they're going to try to use it as much as they can. I mean, they're already using the doorbell cameras to try to get more evidence in criminal investigations. And I think that just whenever they see an opportunity for something that's continuously recording you or could have some information, they're going to try to get it.
It also raises the question about the role that Waymo vehicles have overall in the community. The fact that there are, whether autonomous or whether someone is behind the wheel, we're in a situation where if cameras are constantly running, they're almost acting as surveillance vehicles in some sense.
Yeah, I think there's definitely a concern, especially as there, you know, in the future, there will be more and more autonomous vehicles on the street. And like, I think the idea of trying to get surveillance footage in a case like this, where someone was really grievously injured and they almost, you know, lost their life. I think that's something that people may look at and say, well, all right, that, you know, that makes sense. That's all right for them to do it. But like, as these autonomous vehicles become more and more pervasive, there's no reason for police not to use them in other kinds of investigations where, you know, maybe it's something that's like a little more harmless, or they suspect somebody of being, you know, affiliated with a gang or something like that, and they just kind of like will use these autonomous vehicles to their advantage. And there's places too where, if you think about somewhere that's, you know, not the United States, somewhere like China, where they are already surveilling their citizens heavily, and they could just, you know, decide that somebody is against the government and try to get the, like these companies need to have certain kind of policies in place to protect abuses like this from occurring.
Well, Meg, I'm not sure if you wrote the title of the story. I'm looking at the New Times website right now. Chandler Hit and Run highlights tech companies' cozy relationship with police. And is the relationship cozy. There is a concern it could be too cozy, basically, right? I mean, that's the concern going forward with this.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think in this specific instance, the window that the search warrant, you know, had highlighted that it was asking Waymo to look for, a half hour, 1 square mile, seemed, you know, fairly reasonable, but it just took nothing for the judge to in Maricopa County to sign off on the search warrant for that, and Waymo complied with it immediately. They also then submitted another search warrant to Google, which was way broader, and I think that that is, you know, even more concerning than the Waymo vehicle here to submit like a geofence warrant, which is basically just asking to look for a list of people who were using Google devices or devices that were logged into an app using Google at the time, is just a really broad thing that a judge also signed off on here, and is still that request is still pending with Google.
Meg O'Connor is a reporter for Phoenix New Times.